Welcome back. This session is about reinforcement, anchoring your new leadership behaviors so they become lasting habits. I want you to slow your pace for this reflection. Breathe. Get comfortable. Let this be your time to reset and strengthen the work you've already begun. The psychology of leadership change. When I hear the word reinforcement, I often think back to my psychology classes. Mice running through mazes, rewarded when they made the right turns. It may sound strange, but humans are not all that different. We all have behaviors that have been rewarded, sometimes since childhood. We also have negative patterns that, without realizing it, got reinforced along the way. Pause here. Think for a moment. Which behaviors have been rewarded in your own leadership journey? And which patterns, maybe impatience, overcontrol, or avoidance, have been unintentionally reinforced? The reinforcement phase. This is where you are now, what I call the reinforcement phase. Here, you're strengthening the muscles that already serve you well, but you're also making the bold decision to retire habits that no longer fit who you're becoming. As Marshall Goldsmith puts it, what got you here won't get you there. Take a moment. Reflect on one behavior that made you successful up to now, but may not carry you forward if left unexamined. Understanding the change process. Here's the hard truth. Knowing a new behavior is good for you doesn't mean you'll automatically do it. Urgency, ambition, relentless drive. These qualities may have fueled your rise, but they can also blind you to how deeply your old habits are wired. Change takes more than awareness. It takes repetition, intentional practice, and time. Progress, not perfection, is the goal. Pause here. Ask yourself, am I willing to practice a little longer, even when it feels uncomfortable? The emotional journey. Growth is emotional. There will be days of pride when you notice your new behaviors showing up naturally. And there will be days of doubt when you slip back into the old ways. That swing is not failure. It's evidence that you're in the middle of real change. So when the frustration shows up, don't push it away. Notice it. Learn from it. Let it remind you you're doing the work. Blind spots. Now, let's talk blind spots. These are the hidden drivers of your old habits. Maybe you avoid delegation because you're afraid of losing control. Maybe you resist listening deeply because it feels less authoritative. Blind spots live underneath the surface. Shining a light on them matters more than simply fixing the behaviors on top. Pause here. Gently ask yourself, what fear or belief might be holding one of my old habits in place? The coaching partnership. This is where partnership makes the difference. My role is to help you identify which behaviors give you the biggest leverage for your leadership today. We'll make sure you don't spread yourself too thin. And when setbacks occur, and they will, I'll help you see them not as failures, but as data. Every slip is feedback. Every course correction builds resilience. Reinforcement strategy and small wins. Reinforcement is about designing a system that works for you, one that celebrates small wins. Each time you pause instead of reacting, each time you delegate instead of controlling, each time you listen instead of rushing ahead, that's a victory. It rewires your brain. It anchors your new identity. Pause now. Name one small win you've had in the last week. Say it out loud or write it down. Weekly reinforcement practice. To anchor your work, I want you to build a simple 3-exercise weekly practice. Awareness check-in. Spend 2 minutes each morning asking, what behavior do I want to practice today? Blind spot journal. Once a week, jot down one trigger that caught you off guard. Explore the belief under it. Celebrate small wins. Every Friday, name 3 leadership choices you made differently. Share them with someone you trust. Do this for the next month. Slowly, intentionally, patiently. Closing. Remember, reinforcement is not about being perfect. It's about steady progress, small victories, and honest reflection. The work you do here isn't just shaping who you are today. It's laying down the foundation of your leadership legacy. So, breathe, anchor your progress, and trust that these new behaviors are becoming part of you.